We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, everyone. It's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's been a while since we've podcasted, so this is good to get back doing this. We've had a couple things going on here. Both of us were kind of like on vacations the end of, middle of November. And then on November 30th, my mother passed away. So I would actually like for this podcast to be a tribute to her. She was an amazing woman and just had zest for life. And there wasn't anything that she did not want to do or try. She just kept on going every single day. And she was the most amazing mother anyone can have. And I love her so much and I miss her. And this is for you, Mom.
Yeah, I remember meeting Jerry for the first time. I called her Jerry. I remember meeting her for the first time, and I just thought, what a lady. She was so spunky and feisty and happy. And just, you know, she's just like a force to be reckoned with is kind of how I think when I think of your mom.
Yep. If I could be half the person she was, then I'm good to go.
Yeah. You know? Well,
so, yeah, let's take a deep breath here.
That's tough, unexpected and tough. Not that it's, you know, it's not easy, expected or not, but when it's unexpected, I just feel like it hits a different way.
It's very, very lonely and very hollow. So I know each day will bring us closer to it being easier. I don't know if it ever is easier, to tell you the truth, but just to get a grasp on her not being here and, it's just hard. It's very hard. I will honor her every day.
Well, and you know, Teresa, you were so close to your mom. So I know you saw her, talked to her every day. You saw her multiple times a week. So to have that presence in your life to be gone, I just can't imagine how you feel. You know, like probably you pick up the phone to call and she's not there, you know?
She was
such a part of your everyday life.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to her 5, 6, 7 times a day.
Right.
Every morning, every lunchtime, on the way home from work, every single day, and probably another 5 times in between and all that. Yeah. So it's a big loss for me. Really big loss. So.
Yeah, I know that to be true. We've been on the phone and she's called in to chat, but you know we've been podcasting and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry and.
Thank you.
Over time, I do hope that her memory will obviously carry on and you can have some peace over time. I know it won't come soon.
All right. So this is for you, Mom. I hope I make you proud. All right. So what are we talking about today, Tiffany?
Okay. Well, this is a hard switch over, but we had a couple of topics on the back burner and we've kind of been waiting to chat about. So we're going to move on. And the one today is going to be on massage. And reasons to get a massage, you know, how are they beneficial? Just all about massage.
Yeah, you know, I love getting massage. I don't do it often. I used to. Actually, one of our friends was a massage therapist, and we would, you know, like a couple times a month get a massage. And I'll tell you what, she used to come to our house.
Oh.
And that was awesome because let me tell you, after I get a massage, I can't move. I'm like, seriously, I could just fall asleep right there and be done. And so that's what was so nice about that. She'd bring her table and set it up in the living room and it was just awesome. But I loved getting massages, and after kind of doing a little research on massage therapy and the benefits. I'm going to be back on board here for the new year to get massages.
Oh, gosh, right. So anyone who knows me knows my favorite thing on the planet is a massage. Like, I like nothing more. Like, that is the top. like the top five things that I am most grateful for. I'm telling you, massage is up there, and I'm not kidding. Our insurance plan that we had, we've had a podcast about insurance, and you know some of those stressors, but our old insurance plan covered massage for me.
Really?
It paid for it. It was listed, I think it was coded under physical therapy. I have really severe arthritis in my lower back. Again, side effect of steroids. So I got to get massage through my insurance company. Best day ever when I found that out. So, of course, I took full advantage of it. So now with the new insurance plan, it does not cover massage. And I'm so sad. I mean, it's expensive, yes, and I was doing it frequently, so now I won't be doing it as frequent.
I mean, I'm thinking if you could at least do it like once a month.
Yes.
You know, at minimal, but once a month would be helpful, you know, because there's other things you could do too with that that would help. So if you at least do it like once a month, that's a good start. And I don't know, $50 to $70, I think, probably of massage ranges. Let me tell you something. You go to Starbucks, let's see, maybe four times, and there's your massage.
Wow. I'm not a Starbucks drinker at all, so I don't know the cost of that, but you hit the nail on the head. For me to get a massage, it is $60. So you're exact on. So Chuck and I, we had a serious conversation about how to implement that into our budget, because I'm not giving it up. I'm not. I saw a quote and it was like, massage is the answer. Who cares what the question is? And like, that's how I feel.
That's good. I like that.
I feel about it.
I like that a lot.
And then massage day is the best day of the week. That's another one. Massage day is the best day of the week for sure.
That's awesome. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a wimp when it comes to massage. I don't like deep tissue. I am like, no, nice and easy.
Like gentle, it's, you like the too gentle. Much for
me. The deep tissue?
Okay.
Gentle, yes. You know, even pressure, no elbows, no, you know, no. I'm like, no.
So I'm the exact opposite. I want it to hurt. Like,
really?
Yes, the harder the better, which is so funny. So my husband, he's 6'5". He's a big guy. And he's like, no pressure. Like, no, I can't handle any of it. And I'm like, you're a bit, you know, like he's this big guy. And he's like, no, it has to be gentle. And I'm like, he can't handle like the pressure that I want to have when I have my massage. Like, I want to feel it.
I'm like him too. I'm a wimp. But I do know, you know, you have knots here and there and they work them out. You know, they hold their finger in them. Like, it does feel good after it releases that.
It does. It absolutely does. Well, I did a little research like you. I mean, of course, I love massage, but loving something isn't going to really just say the benefits. But like you said, though, you couldn't even move. You fell asleep. I feel like it's a good way to relax. I mean, that's one of the top reasons to get a massage. But there's a lot of other benefits. Did you pick up on some things?
Yes. So pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
One of them. I read that over and over and over. It, you know, provides pain relief through, you know, applied pressure, muscle relaxation, and, you know, increased circulation. You know, that's a great reason to get massage. You know, if you have any kind of pain, you know, remember how I threw my back out fishing?
I'm sorry. I did. I'm only laughing because the sentence sounds so just so off the wall. But yes, you threw your back out fishing. Yes, you did.
Yes. So I'll tell you what, I wish I had gone and gotten a massage, but, you know, sometimes, okay, let me take that back, because I don't even know if I could have laid on a table, okay, after that, because it's like sciatica. Afterwards, you know, a couple weeks after it healed, I should have really gotten a massage, you know, because it releases the pain around it, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. And well, and you remember, you're the person I called when I threw my back out after having one of the girls Was Charlie a baby? Claire a baby? I can't remember, but
You were giving them a bath, remember?
Oh, that's right. I was giving the girls a bath, and what they were like, three and
little.
Two and a newborn, little, tiny, tiny. And I was giving them a bath, and I couldn't move. And you took me in. Oh my gosh, it was horrible.
No, I remember that. Remember, I was holding your purse.
You were holding my purse. I couldn't.
We're laughing about that because I do not carry a purse. So we even took a picture of it.
That's a true friend for sure. Well, I looked up. So definition of massage, just the general term for pressing, rubbing, manipulating skins, muscles, tendons, ligaments. And there are a lot of different types. So Swedish, deep, sports, and trigger point. So you like probably Swedish, which is gentle massage, I guess. Deep tissue, of course, is me. The deeper, the better. Sports massage, obviously, it's geared towards people involved in sports who have had injuries, you know, treating injuries. And then the trigger point is focusing on the tight muscles, like you said, how they would push. And then for me, I can add another one in there in my employment, like when I was working, prenatal massage. Prenatal massage, I would write scripts for pregnant women to get massage to help with muscle and joint pain. Sciatica was a big one, and just relaxation and anxiety in general. So I know a lot of my patients benefited from the prenatal.
You know, massage goes back, I read, like to 2700 BC.
Wow.
War injuries, sports injuries. I mean, they used to play hard back then.
You know? Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Serious, this is not like playing baseball, okay?
Right.
I thought that was cool. Like, it would be cool to figure out the history of massage therapy. I bet it's very interesting.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know, if you look up the benefits of massage therapy, it just goes on and on. I found so many diagrams, and there's emotional benefits, physical benefits, just from healing to pain to sleep quality. I'm stress, alertness, immune.
Stress was a big one, I think, because, you know, we talk about release of endorphins all the time, you know, with chocolate, with, you know, the big one is with dark chocolate, but it actually helps release endorphins. So
you get that.
That's a big one.
Did you read anything about risks of massage? Because, you know, I like to look at it from all angles. And, of course, I have info on finding a massage therapist and things like that. But I saw, just to throw it out there, not everyone should be getting massages or deep tissue massages. You know, if you've had a deep vein thrombosis, which I have, actually. So that's a caveat there. But just broken bones, infections, osteoporosis, bleeding disorders, things like that. Obviously, you need to not just jump right into massage therapy. It would be something if you have some health issues to talk to your physician about, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. If you're not sure, the best thing to do is to ask your physician. But one thing I know after getting massage is what they tell you to do is drink a lot of water.
Oh, yes.
To release the toxins. So you're supposed to hydrate and release the toxins for all those people who don't like to drink water. Are you a big water drinker? I can't remember. No?
No, she sees me shaking my head. I'm not talking, but this is so bad. Just yesterday, Tressa, I'm not kidding. I woke up. We had a busy day. It was 6:30 p.m. and I had yet to drink a thing. Nothing. I'm not a coffee drinker. So, you know, I don't have morning coffee. We got up. No, nothing. I had gone almost a full 24 hours with not drinking. No, I'm horrible at it. Water, anything.
Yeah,
I don't drink a lot. It's bad.
You got to get on that.
I do. I don't like water. I don't. I'm so. That's my. Well, gosh, one of my horrible, horrible habits.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely have to drink more water for sure. As I was doing some more research too, I just kind of put in like, you know, what autoimmune and massage. I read a couple things about that, you know, for rheumatoid arthritis, massage can decrease pain, improve range of motion, and reduce anxiety. And then MS, massage can lower your anxiety, reduce the pain and depression. associated with this disorder and aid in improving balance while promoting better body image.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. Fibromyalgia, you know, massage can reduce stiffness and fatigue while also promoting sleep.
Yes, it's the relaxation piece of it.
If you have autoimmune disease, do a little research about massage and how it would help you or why it wouldn't.
I know from a personal standpoint, obviously you have MS and I think that's, you know, that's great. There's benefit. And from a personal touch, I get really, really difficult back pain in my mid back. I always say it's along my bra line, but that's when I'm struggling breathing. So massage has helped those muscles just relax. My accessory muscles, those muscles in my back I'm using to breathe when I'm struggling to breathe, they hurt. They hurt badly. And massage does help that. And then I was thinking of the lipedema. You know, my sister, you'll remember, she talked about how massage is so important to get the circulation moving. It's part of the lipedema treatment is massage.
Remember how we talked about rebounding?
Yeah.
How it helps the lymphatic system?
Yes.
So does massage therapy.
There you go.
Oh my God. I mean, there are a lot of benefits. Flushes bodily toxins. And that's where the water comes into play. Regulates blood sugar levels, relaxes your muscles and mind, rehabilitates injuries. You know, and Tiffany mentioned a bunch of these too, lowers your blood pressure, improves your posture and flexibility, boosts your immunity.
Yeah, and it made me think when I was doing this, like massage is, of course, it's a feel good thing for me because I love it. But like massage just is not a feel good pamper, you know, like it's not just indulging yourself. It's not just being pampered. You can look at it in another way now as it can be a powerful tool for your health. It's not just I'm going to get pampered. It's a little more medicinal, a little more therapeutic than just I'm spending money on something that I don't need to kind of thing.
No. And you got to take care of yourself. It's part of your self-care. Have you ever had a chair massage?
No.
Okay, so, you know, you kind of kneel and you lean forward on this chair massage, okay?
Yeah, I've seen it, yes.
So when I worked at Bath & Body Works as their corporate pastry chef, they used to bring in massage therapists for everyone in the building, anyone who wanted to sign up, and you'd sign up for, during the day, a chair massage.
Oh.
And this probably happened about 3 times when I was there.
Okay.
As a benefit to the employees. Isn't that awesome?
That's wonderful.
More employers should do that.
Just for stress reduction. Just, you know, immediately, like that just reduce and feel good.
You could also go somewhere and get a chair massage like that. And there's benefits to that too.
Well, that's
what it's not as expensive. It's not as expensive.
Yes. And I was just going to say, I know people who are not comfortable, you know, laying on a bed with some clothes off and other people, you know, like people just, it's can't relax because they're not comfortable in that situation. So a chair massage would be an alternative for someone like that. You know, you're not as exposed, I guess, would be how I would see.
I never took anything off when I did a chair massage.
Right.
You know, there are different massages out there. Do a little research. You know, there's Massage Envy. I've never been, but there is that. You could have a membership. There are other places. Talk to people that get massages, and they can hook you up with someone they trust. A lot of it's a trust issue.
Yes, absolutely.
Too. So, you know, like my coworker hooked me up with, remember my neck? Remember I couldn't move my neck?
Mm-hmm.
So she hooked me up with the girl that she sees, and she was wonderful.
Okay, I would like to end with 2 things. One is I have massage scheduled today at 3:30. Ironically,
I have a massage today,
so I'm very excited. And lastly, I just want to say that I really feel this way. And the quote is, "You are one massage away from a better mood."
Oh, of course, that's a good one. That is a good way to end it. Hey, everybody! Thanks for joining us today. We hope you have a fantastic day. be healthy, and go out and get your massage.
Yes, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your day. We'll see you next time.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.